are seeing icy road conditions. So the roads have been cleared of snow. We made excellent progress yesterday overnight, but we are treating roads heavily this morning. We have a mix of rain and freezing rain falling, and so we are seeing isolated patches of ice. So we do advise, if you don't have to make a trip this morning, please do delay travel. Let conditions improve. We do have our crews circulating throughout the region. We're putting down a lot of sand to help with traction, salt, and melt icing, and especially paying attention to those spots that do tend to become slick first, such as the bridges, ramps, overpasses, anything that doesn't have ground beneath it to help keep it warm. So we do ask if people, if you do not have somewhere you absolutely need to be this morning, please do give our crews a little bit more time to help those materials work.
You do have there are trucks out, and it kind of makes you feel a little safer knowing that they're out there. But you're right. You look at the roads, and everything looks to be clear and fine, but it might not be. And you really have to I guess treat everything as though this might be slippery.
Yes, absolutely. You do. If you have to go out, you have to make a trip this morning. Give yourself plenty of time. First, please do take a moment and clean snow completely off your vehicle if it has accumulated yesterday before you get on the road. We don't want that to be a hazard for you or for any others. You know, move out the following distance between your car and the car in front of you. Significantly reduce your speed. The posted speed limit in these conditions is not going to be appropriate for a day like today. So we do need people to drive more slowly. Turn on your headlights. It makes you visible, makes you visible to others. And just be alert for anything that might be unexpected in the road ahead. It might be another crash. It might be debris. It just gives you more time to slow down and respond to what's on the highway in front of you.
That's a good point, too, because the snow on the top, I've saw a number of cars that had the 4 or 5 inches of snow on the top, and you'd hate for that to come off and you be the one behind that.
Right, because a big chunk of snow, could hit someone's windshield, it could block their view behind you. So I think many of us, you just don't think about it, but please do everything you can to get all that snow and ice off your car before you get on the road.
So, Kelly, what's the day ahead look like for VDOT? Because the weather shows that we're supposed to get this misty kind of rain and maybe some snow. And what's the day ahead look like?
Well, we're going to stay on duty, so we're going to remain mobilized because the forecast does call for us to have inclement weather. It'll be, it might be rain, freezing rain, kind of maybe even some light snow. Again, nothing that we experienced this weekend, but we are concerned about slick conditions on the roads and our need to continue treatment, because we are going to see temperatures hovering right around 32 degrees. So we're not really going to see an increase in temperatures today that would help with melting. So we are going to be continuing to treat the roads throughout the day. And so we would ask people really to use additional caution throughout today if they absolutely have to be out.
Well, it was the first storm in quite a while, but VDOT had the roads were. The roads, even a lot of the neighborhood streets, you had people out, and you have to feel really good that yesterday went well.
Thanks, Ted. Our crews worked really hard over the weekend, and so they did. Most of our roads really have been cleared of snow. We may still have a few more in subdivisions if we need to reach a couple, but the vast majority of roads have been plowed, and really now today it's just people will see, because of moisture left behind from the storm, that is going to freeze. So people, even if you're just out on a walk today in your neighborhood, please do be careful, just because that is, people are going to see slick surfaces not only on their driveway, but you might be seeing that on the road today as well.
And 511 will get you a lot of road information.
Yes, 511 Virginia, we're reporting real-time road conditions there. You can call 511, visit www.511virginia.org, or you can download our free mobile app, and you can check out our traffic cameras, and we do report whether roads are in minor, moderate, or severe condition. But today, right now, we're reporting everything is in minor condition with just isolated patches of ice. I just like to remind people, as they get back out on the road, just to be cautious, because conditions still, even though the snow is gone, risks still remain.